Well, the issues is at Ballasrig Park, which is a country park run by the council. It's a very popular facility used by local residents. We've discovered that there has been an issue with rats in the park, and purely just as a precautionary measure, we're taking the decision to close just the visitor centre and the small farm area just round about the visitor centre. It's important to note that the whole park itself is still open. People can still use the park, but it's just the visitor centre and the small farm area that's closed.
I mean, have the rats' numbers increased then?
Well, we don't know the rats' numbers. That's the issue. It's just, again, it is a precautionary thing. You don't tend to see rats. We've seen maybe, you know, a couple more than we really should be seeing. So, again, just as a precaution measure, we are taking the decision to close the park. One of the principal reasons we are doing it as well is because, as everybody knows, the Ballasrig, there is a number of endangered species up there, and it's important that we take all measures to protect these animals.
And would the rats potentially be a threat to them?
Rats are the carriers of disease, and they also feed off the food source that the animals have out. So we would rather just deal with that the rat problem and therefore remove any threat or any risk to the animals that are currently there.
Tell us a little bit about what you have to do then. This is old-fashioned kind of rat trapping, is it?
It is. It's back to basics for the treatment. We can't use the new modern methods of rat treatment, which involves poison, because obviously of the nature of where we're undertaking the treatment. So it is, it's basically large mouse traps that we're going to be using on the site. And also we've employed a local ferret to come along and give us a bit of assistance as well.